The self-declared Islamic State, or ISIS, continues to gain ground in Iraq and Syria. The extremists have now seized the last Syrian-controlled border crossing between Syria and Iraq. Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. He's with us now from Washington. Seth, thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's great to be on.
Well, and this has been a very bad week in the fight against ISIS when you look at the fact that they've taken Ramadi, they've taken Palmyra in Syria, this ancient town, and now this border crossing.
Yeah, what we're seeing is ISIS really beginning to not just secure areas that they now control, but also to expand in parts of Iraq, expand in parts of Syria. And what's really disturbing is that over the last couple of months, the United States has tried to double down by putting intelligence personnel, special operations forces, and then air power into the fight, and clearly have not been sufficient to keep ISIS back from expanding.
Well, should the U.S. be doing more then? Should the U.S. be providing more air support, more guidance on the ground to fight back?
I think, as in any war right now, that the U.S.'s role has got to be both political and military. It's not just and should not be a military effort. The political is, frankly, just as, if not more, important. And I think that what that means is, at the national level, trying to continue to address Sunni grievances with what is, at least among Sunnis, perceived to be a Shia Iranian-backed government. And the same is true in key places of Iraq, including Anbar province. On the military side, that does mean reaching out to some of those aggrieved individuals. And I think, as we saw with the awakening in 2006, 7, and 8, the most successful kinds of U.S. assistance are likely to be clandestine ones with some air power. But the United States cannot really provide any major ground operation. It's likely to be it's likely to undermine any legitimacy of the Iraqi government or elsewhere, and it's going to walk right into a propaganda campaign from ISIS. I think we just got to settle in. This is going to be a long-term effort. I think the U.S. needs to get very serious about this. ISIS is expanding in Iraq and Syria. It's expanding in Libya. It's now expanding in Afghanistan and Pakistan. It's not going away.
Well, and then the question becomes, does the U.S. need to be fearful of getting too involved in something like this and getting dragged in? And obviously, there is a big fear in this country that the U.S. is going to be dragged right back in to another long ground war.
Well, look, the United States already is involved in this war. And frankly, I think based on what ISIS has said, including in its most recent issue of Dabiq magazine, where it talks about the potential for bringing a nuclear weapon into the United States after securing it in Pakistan, this organization does present a threat to the region. It presents a threat more broadly to the international system, and it definitely presents a threat to the United States. Where I think the U.S. has to be careful is in the strategy it uses. And I think, as we've seen in both Afghanistan and Iraq after the U.S. invasion, large numbers of American ground forces will not do it. I think the U.S. is going to have to rely on the local Iraqi government in Iraq, as well as in local allies, Kurds, Sunnis in Anbar province. And then it's got to find a better strategy in Syria. Syria, in my view, is really the big vulnerability to U.S. strategy right now.
Well, do you agree then with House Speaker John Boehner, who said this week that President Obama needs to go back to the Congress with a new authorization that asks for even more power than he has now to fight ISIS?
I'm not sure the U.S. needs a lot more power in Iraq and Syria. I think the biggest vulnerability is convincing a range of the Sunnis to support the Iraqi government and the West in targeting ISIS. Putting more U.S. ground resources into Iraq will not solve the problem.
But can anyone win this without the U.S.?
I think what the U.S. provides is an ability to influence the Iraqi government that really nobody else, except for possibly Iran, has. And I think the U.S. is a good counter to Iranian power and influence in Baghdad. And the second is the U.S. can provide really the world's best military technology, precision-guided munitions, some of the most competent intelligence collection units. So I don't think the Iraqi government is going to be able to do this without U.S. support.
That's Seth Jones, the director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. Seth Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was great to be on.